Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And you mourn at last when your flesh and body are consumed and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountains be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Verses 1 through 23, Proverbs chapter 5. Lord, we thank you for the fact that your word, amongst other things, is a wonderful book of wisdom that guides us, strengthens us, instructs us. It teaches us what's right, what's wrong, what honors you, what doesn't honor you, what blesses, and what does not bless in life. More and more empower us to be a people wise enough to walk in your wisdom continually. Help us as believers, and especially as parents, to be wise enough to guide, mold, shape, and teach our children according to the wisdom of your word in every area of life, including the area of relationships and sexuality and all other parts of life as well. And help us to make it the priority you would have us to disciple our children and to help them follow your wisdom in all areas of life. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I want to continue to remind you my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And if you'd like to get any of the prayer resources, the prayer tools that we share about here on the broadcast, you can email us to get them. We've, as of late, of course, we have and continue to encourage you. If you don't have a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, please email us to get it, because, again, we're encouraging you to pray the Psalm 91 prayer absolutely every day in the midst of all that we're dealing with in our society and our culture today. Remember, no one can protect you like the Lord can. So the Psalm 91 prayer is a powerful tool to help you do just that. Once again, to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, email us at jparker@afa.net. We are blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Renata Ferranti. She's the executive director of CCAP, and CCAP is short for Collier Community Abstinence Program. Renata, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Well, thank you for being on the broadcast with us today, and it was a privilege for us to be connected with you and your organization not too long ago, and great to learn about the work that you're doing. So as we begin, I'm going to ask Renata if you'll take a few more moments to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about the Collier Community Abstinence Program and its mission.
Okay, well, thank you so much for this opportunity. CCAP is an authentic abstinence program, and I'm an RN, and I got involved with this because I was concerned about our youth and about the protection of our youth and their lives. So authentic abstinence is actually the positive, it's actually a positive program where we, and I'll just tell you what our mission is. Our mission is to educate and inspire youth to achieve success in achieving their hopes, goals, and dreams. And CCAP offers youth the opportunity to understand the significant benefits of choosing abstinence until marriage as the healthiest lifestyle, while also addressing the benefits of avoiding drugs, alcohol, and all risky behaviors.
Okay, Renata, so, as we start, I'm going to ask if you'll now, many, if not most of our listeners might know what abstinence means, but define that word for us before we move forward, okay?
Okay. You know, and that's very important because abstinence can be, you can be given the wrong definition in today's day and age.
Mm-hmm.
And in our workbook, abstinence is defined as to abstain means to voluntarily choose not to do something. When referring to sex, it means voluntarily choosing not to engage in sexual activity until marriage. Sexual activity refers to any type of genital contact or sexual stimulation, including but not limited to sexual intercourse. Abstinence is the only 100% effective protection from the possible physical, emotional, mental, and social consequences of sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Abstinence is the safest and healthiest lifestyle. And we've actually been told by teachers that they're so happy that we actually get into what the definition of abstinence is in the workbooks that we provide, because there's so much confusion out in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, Renata, let me mention this too at the beginning of our broadcast as well. Again, we're really grateful to have you on to share about the work that you're doing. I want to challenge every single listener to prayerfully listen to all that Renata has to share about the work they're doing. As she shares about the workbook, that's the resource book that they use. It's a wonderful tool that I would challenge every single listener to see about, to prayerfully consider getting a copy of, both for your use for your own family, but maybe to pass on or to share with youth directors or others, because the whole topic of abstinence, keeping yourself sexually pure until marriage, is such a big topic. Yet sadly, we live in a culture where for many people, they may think it's a lost cause, that they may say that, well, young people and adults, they do what they want to do, and so they ignore that. And of course, one of the Ten Commandments says, you shall not commit adultery. Sex is designed for married men and women. Yet, sadly, many people, they kind of make their own rules. So as we share, as Renata shares about the great work that CCAP is doing, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider what the Lord would have you to do, both in the way of getting one of these notebooks to share with your own youth, but also pray about giving financially to help this ministry, because they do what they do. They give these notebooks away. They give them away for free. So but go ahead, share more, if you would, about, again, the notebook and, of course, how you use the notebook.
Well, I think you made a very good point about how children today or young adults don't have the information about abstinence. They don't actually have the information. In fact, we had one of the young teens say, abstinence? That's a good idea. I've never heard of that before. But now that I know about abstinence, I'm going to choose that for myself and save myself for marriage. So our goal is to educate and to get this information into the hands of parents and teachers who care about the health of their kids,
mm-hmm.
not only the physical, but our workbooks very much deal with the emotional, social, mental consequences of getting involved in the risky behaviors. It's so important for the kids to have that information, and for the parents and teachers parents are the primary educators of their children, and now that so many of the children are home, the young people are home, parents have more of an opportunity to discuss these important subjects with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, CCAP, where are you located? Where's your headquarters?
Our headquarters is in Naples, Florida, okay. Southwest Florida, and that's where we had our pilot, mm-hmm. where we were in almost all of the middle schools. Our workbooks are designed for students ages 12 and up. Mm-hmm. So they're even good for adults. In fact, I had given a set to a doctoral student when he was 29, and he said A.C. Green, who is featured in one of our workbooks game plan, he said, A.C. Green is my new hero. So mm-hmm. adults are even finding that these workbooks help to support them. And one of the other points that you made, Pastor Joseph, is that some of the people think, oh, it's too late. The kids are already involved in all these activities. It's never too late. Mm-hmm. And you know that. It's never too late. In our workbooks, we always have a fresh start story. And all of the what we do is we have four workbooks that are filled with true life stories of people who made healthy choices and people who made unhealthy choices but then turned their lives around and wanted to share their story so other people could learn from their mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes.
Well, so you have four different notebooks. Why four different notebooks? Are they basically the same message or different messages, each notebook?
Well, the we call them workbooks because mm-hmm. the students get to actually write in these mm-hmm. workbooks. They're what they call consumable, so you can write in them. They each get one to keep. And while there are four workbooks, the themes are generally the same, but there are different stories in each workbook so that they can be used 4 years in a row. Just like in math, you don't just teach math 1 year mm-hmm. and say, okay, well, you learned that in sixth grade. You don't need it in seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, or 12th. No, it's something that's reinforced with new stories so that the students can have that to think about and to discuss. These workbooks actually stimulate so much conversation. In mm-hmm. fact, I had a youth minister who told me when her students had come in for, actually there were two different youth ministers that gave me similar stories, but when the students came in, they were all on their phones. No one was looking at each other. Mm-hmm. And she started the discussion and she started working in one of the workbooks. She saw that the phones went down, that the students were looking in each other's eyes, discussing things. I've mm-hmm. been in classes where I've just asked one of the questions, and everyone gets engaged. These workbooks really draw the person into conversation, and I want to make a point. These workbooks are very positive. Mm-hmm. They're positive, and they're wholesome. In fact, a lot of parents have said, oh, I haven't had the talk. I don't know what to do. Okay, well, here, have a workbook.
Renata, let me jump in here. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Renata Ferranti. She's the executive director for CCAP, Call Your Community Abstinence Program, out of Naples, Florida. We'll be right back.
Home when the night is closing in, is falling on my skin. Oh God, will you come close? You light, light, light up the sky. You light up the sky. Show me you are with me. I can't deny. No, I can't deny that you are right here with me. You've opened my heart so I can see you all around me. You light, light, light up the sky. You light up the sky to show me that you are with me.
Music from The Afters, Light Up the Sky. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Renata Ferranti. She's the executive director for CCAP, which is short for Call Your Community Abstinence Program. Renata, before the break, you were sharing a story, if you'll pick up right there.
Okay, well, I was talking about how a couple youth ministers had been telling me about the effects of having our workbooks used in their groups, mm-hmm. and how they had started out with, and they noticed that the kids seemed very disinterested when they heard that it was going to be about abstinence, and they were in their phones, and they said once they started with the workbooks, they put down their phones, they started engaging and talking to each other, actually looking in each other's eyes as they were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And even one of the tougher, there were a couple of tougher kids that had probably been involved in some risky behaviors, they actually turned around and said, you know, this is really good information.
Mm,
and
that's good.
So it's these workbooks. Not only are they free to the recipients, because we and our donors believe so strongly in the importance of educating our youth so that they never have to say, oh, I wish I had known, I wish somebody mm-hmm. had told me about this kind of consequence that could have happened, so that they are informed,
mm-hmm.
But that they will have a positive and a wholesome resource that will stimulate family communication. A lot of parents have said, oh, I haven't had the talk. I don't know what to say. And I'll say, well, I have a workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parents will look through the workbook. And I've heard them say, I wish that we had had this when we were young. This mm-hmm. is a great resource. What they love about it is that it talks about how sex is good in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very positive, wholesome resource that people appreciate. In fact, one of the other youth ministers had said she'd taken a youth group away for a camping 5 days up in Tennessee, and she said that they worked on the workbooks 1 hour a day. Well, at the end of their week, the kids said that their favorite part of their whole experience, now this is camping,
mm-hmm.
out in the woods and campfires and all that, was doing our workbook,
mm-hmm.
and that they wanted to do it when they got back. And they did it for
God.
Another 5 days and had a beautiful mm-hmm. ceremony with family and friends with their commitment
mm-hmm.
ceremony.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful, Renata, and I appreciate you sharing that. Would you share with our listeners, if they'd like to get one or more of the notebooks, how could they get one?
They can go to www.projectccap.org, and they can request right through a contact button, and everything will come to me.
Okay.
They can also give me a call at 239-272-5092.
Okay.
And we're usually able to ship it out within a couple weeks. And if you have groups, if you've got homeschool groups, a school, I mean, we've supplied over 80,000 of these workbooks over the last several years.
Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize this. You've mentioned that you give these workbooks away for free. And now, you know, of course, that's a big thing to do. And we recently had another ministry that was on our broadcast that does the same thing. And I want to challenge every listener to pray about, again, two things. One is contacting CCAP to get one or more of the notebooks because, you know, Renata, you referred to parents that refer to, well, talking to their children about sex is having the talk. Well, the reality is this is a wonderful resource for a parent to get to know how to give their children the talk they need to hear about sex and sexuality. So this can help parents, obviously, to teach their children the right things, as well as the students, too. So, again, it would be wise, I would say, for parents to get the notebook for their own use for their children, as well as getting one for their children, and maybe even going through it together as they are teaching their child about it as well. So share the website and contact information one more time.
It's www.projectccat.org. That's projectccat.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call me at 239-272-5092.
Okay, then. And also, if persons are feeling impressed to give financially to help you, because of course it takes a lot of doing for a ministry to be able, an organization or a ministry to be able to give away such a wonderful resource and such a well done resource as well. So if someone wants to get behind you and contribute financially as well as pray for your ministry and organization, again, same website is how they could get in touch to know how to donate as well, correct?
Yes, there's a button there. A donate button that would take them to the information, and they could securely donate online if they'd like.
Okay, all righty.
It costs us about $15 per student to run our program.
Okay, all right. Well, again, every single listener, please pray about what the Lord will have you to do, both in terms of getting a notebook for yourself, for your own teens to use, but also giving financially, as I said, to support the ministry of Call Your Community Abstinence Program. Now, Renata, you mentioned there were four different books. The titles of them include Game Plan, number one, number two, Navigator, number three, Quest, and number four, Aspire. Are they to be used in a particular order, or are they not necessarily?
Well, normally the teachers, and the way it has been working is that teachers or administrators would order a huge set of workbooks for all their students in 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and up through 12th grade.
Okay.
So generally in 6th grade, we start with Game Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Game Plan is a sports-themed workbook featuring A.C. Green, who is the Ironman of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And while some people, a lot of the guys, like this very much, but even girls who are into sports and even the students who are not into sports will enjoy the fact that everyone plays a game once in a while, whether it's a sports game or something else. But his story of how he chose to save himself for marriage is quite inspiring, and he relates the rules of the game to the rules of life and has all his famous quotes peppered throughout the workbook. So it starts out with, what are your hopes, goals, and dreams? How do you get there? And because each student gets a workbook that they can write in, they get to write down their own hopes, goals, and dreams. Mm-hmm. I was in a class where I just asked, would anyone like to share their hope, goal, or dream? And one boy stood up, raised his right hand, and said, my hope, goal, and dream is to be a loving husband and father. And all the girls clapped. And the boys looked, that's what they want? So it's really beautiful because the workbooks inspire positive responses. They really are hopes, goals, and dreams. I had another student in a different class, and the regular teacher uses these workbooks. The regular science teacher, mm-hmm. or it could be a religion teacher, it could be a family life teacher. So the regular teacher does this, and then after every chapter, there's a talking it over page or a parent link. So then the workbooks go home, and the parents can read through the stories and discuss with their child. So they're getting the affirmation to make healthy choices from both the teacher at school and the parents at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the way the workbook starts out. I also had another boy who said, my goal is to start an orphanage. A girl who said, I want to have my own beauty parlor. So that's the way the first chapter starts out. And then, of course, as I said, we've got that definition of abstinence that is so important because mm-hmm. the students need to know that it is choosing not to engage in any sexual activity mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. today youth are being inundated with so much from our society, from the media, from their cell phones, that they need to know that it's dangerous to get involved in any kind of sexual activity.
That's right. That's right. Well, Renata, I want to take a moment now specifically to pray for the church in particular to really begin to make this the priority it needs to be, because the fact is, as you just alluded to, we live in a world that seems to be saturated with sex and sexuality in all kinds of unhealthy ways, media, television, movies, books, magazines. And it's so important for us to understand we need to share the message of the fact that God created sex and sexuality. They're beautiful within the context of honoring God in the way we live our lives in these areas of our lives as well. So I'm going to take a moment to pray specifically. Father, thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to rise up and to honor you in the way we teach and share this truth to our young people, as well as the way we live it as adults as well. Help us to make it the priority you want it to be, and give us wisdom, grace, and insight and the anointing to be effectively sharing the message of abstinence as the Word of God teaches us to, and help us to effectively pass it on to our young people. And help us to know, Lord, that this is a huge area of life where our young people need so much guidance, so much counsel and direction and help in right now, with a world that, again, is trying to just surround them with unhealthy perspectives. Thank you for the opportunity for us to do your job. Empower us by your Spirit to become more and more effective at doing this according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Renata, I want to mention this too. You know, you mentioned about A.C. Green is being featured in the workbook entitled Game Plan. And, you know, I would agree, as you already mentioned, he's an outstanding role model in that, you know, he holds, as the notebook points out, he holds the record in the NBA for the most games played in a row. It says 1,192 games, and they call him, of course, the Iron Man of the NBA when he played and played for the Los Angeles Lakers. But again, he's a great role model for young people, even to this day, even though it's been years since he played, but he continues to be a great role model too. So as we look at the notebook entitled Game Plan, you said this is kind of the first one that's geared towards sixth grade and up. Is that correct?
Yes. And you mentioned about the media, and that actually happens to be the second chapter, mm-hmm. how media affects one's life, so right. that the students can actually look at that. Yeah, so Game Plan is usually the first one in sixth grade, and it goes through the goals of hopes, goals, and dreams, evaluating the media, the dangers of pornography, without being graphic, the rules of the game as it relates to the rules of life, and then there's always there's avoiding the penalties, which discusses the STDs, the American epidemic of STDs, and it also has the warning label that is shown from a condom package, because too many people do not realize that condoms do not protect you from all STDs, all pregnancy. And so what kind of things have black warning labels? Things that are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Things that do not protect you. In fact, there's no word of safety or protection on that black warning label.
Mm-hmm.
But there is the word risk.
Mm-hmm.
And students really need, everyone needs to know that it doesn't protect you from HPV.
That's right.
One of the
That's
most
right.
common STDs. And then there's always a fresh start story,
mm-hmm.
and his is called Halftime. Building your team, that is, talks about character and what kind of friends, what kind of characteristics do you want in your friends, and what kind of characteristics do you want to develop in yourself.
Okay, Renata, we're going to jump in one more time for a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest is Renata Ferranti. She's the executive director for CCAP, Call Your Community Abstinence Program. We'll be right back. The music of Chris August, Starry Night. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest is Renata Ferrante. She's the executive director for CCAP, which is Call Your Community Abstinence Program, based in Naples, Florida, the Naples, Florida community. Renata, would you share with our listeners again, if they're interested in getting a copy of one or more of the notebooks that you all provide, or if they want to give financially, and again, I'm challenging every believer listening to pray about the possibility of giving financially to this ministry as they graciously give this material to bless young people and families that need truth that's going to help their young people make wise and God-honoring decisions for the rest of their lives as well. So share again your website, please.
It's projectccap.org. So it's projectccap.org. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So that's sometimes helpful for people to know when they decide that they'd like to help out a mission.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
okay.
Yes.
All right. In this last segment, I want to be sure and give you the chance to cover the additional ground on specific topics that you want to share. I want to just real briefly, one very powerful, now of course there's several great illustrations and stories found in the different notebooks, but real briefly I want to share one that I found in the game playbook, and then I want to ask you to comment on it, the game plan book. It's entitled Steve and Tina. It says, Steve and Tina had been dating for about 6 months and had just graduated from high school. As their relationship developed and they were preparing to go to college, Tina began to pressure Steve for sex. He had been abstinent and was planning to save sex for marriage. One night when they were alone, she told him that if he truly loved her, he would prove he would prove his love to her by having sex with her. He refused and left the house. Their relationship ended shortly afterward. And he goes on to say, 2 months later, Steve learned that Tina was already pregnant on that night when she was trying to get him to have sex with her. Tina became a single mother at age 18. Again, a powerful illustration. Anything you want to share about this and other illustrations that Game Plan uses?
Well, with that story, I actually know the person. I actually know Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, when I read this story, I said, oh, well, that doesn't sound realistic, because usually it's the guys pressuring the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, that happened to me. That
uh-huh.
was my story. And what I've heard more recently is that a lot of girls are pressuring guys
mm-hmm.
to get involved sexually. And one of the questions that we do ask the students, once they hear the first part of the story where she's trying to get him to have relations with him and he leaves, we say, well, do you think that was a good idea? And some of the students will say, oh, yes, that was a good idea. And some will say, hey, he should have taken advantage of that.
Hmm.
And then when they find out the rest of the story, that she was already pregnant, they realize, oh, that was a good decision.
A wise decision, that's right.
And Steve has waited till he was married. His wife waited until she was married. They have 4 beautiful children. And imagine what his life would be like if he hadn't made that choice and been duped that way.
And, you know, Renata, you make a good point that some people listening might think, oh, that, just like you said, that's not a realistic story. It's a true story. And
it is.
That
all
makes
the
it all the more
powerful.
That's good. That's good. And so you have illustrations like that, true illustrations throughout the books that help kids to see the reality of these kinds of situations that happen in life then, right?
They can learn vicariously through these stories so mm-hmm. that they don't have to go through it themselves to learn. They can have those decision-making going on early on so that, just like in Tom's story on page 11,
mm-hmm.
he, and this is something that one of the youth ministers just told me made an impact on her students. One of the girls said, you know, if my friend had Game Plan, she probably would be alive today, because she would have thought through whether or not she went in that car and didn't wear the seatbelt, and then this friend was killed from a driving accident where they weren't driving correctly and she didn't have a seatbelt on. And so that's the same type of thing that happened to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Tom stayed away from drugs and alcohol, but he rode home with his friends who had been drinking, and Tom lived his life from a wheelchair.
Hmm.
Now, can he still accomplish his hopes, goals, and dreams? Yes, he can, but it's going to be a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
So if we help the students to look at those scenarios, what do they want to accomplish, and what are their goals, and what they need to do to get there. And so many people want to have a happy family. They want to have a happy marriage. And what can they do to prepare? Because what they do now helps them later when it's an actuality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing about our workbooks is not only that they're positive, it's not only that they're for private and public schools and youth groups and homeschools and church groups, but they have that parent component that's so important. They produce results.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a 63% decrease in the number of births on wed teens where these workbooks were used in almost all the middle schools
mm-hmm.
over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also seen in that same county an increase in graduation rate of 19.4% over 7 years.
Hmm.
And
so,
last year, it was rated the lowest in absentee rate. So education is important in helping to promote the kids in getting educated if they can stay healthy. mm-hmm. and have their minds on their hopes, goals, and dreams and the things that are going to produce a happy, healthy marriage later on, mm-hmm. it's just a win for everyone.
And, you know, the results speak for themselves. You know, as you're sharing the statistics of how you saw a clear change once the school system started using your notebooks, again, they speak for themselves. And so, again, I want to challenge every listener, especially parents, get the notebooks. Parents, you should get them for yourself, because the fact is, you know, Renata, your average parent really needs a lot of help when it comes to teaching their child about sex and sexuality from a God-honoring perspective. And so this is a wonderful tool to help parents do just that, and obviously get it for themselves, but of course they'd be wise to get it to educate themselves as to how to teach their teens, but they can use it to teach their teens as well. And, you know, you mentioned earlier in the broadcast about you had the young people that once they got into the discussion, they put their cell phones down. Well, you can get youth to put their cell phones down and look at a book. That's an accomplishment in our culture today. It really is. And so that says a lot. It does. Share again the website. Once again, if someone wants to get some of the notebooks, how they can do that.
It's www.projectccap.org.
Okay.
And alternatively, they can give me a call, 239-272-5092.
All right. I'm going to take a moment now to pray for parents in particular. Father, thank you, Lord, for every parent listening and grandparents as well that have a concern for their grandchildren. Father, move upon parents that are listening to be wise about helping to teach their children about relationships and sexuality and abstinence from a Bible perspective. Help us to be proactive. Help us to be wise about aggressively teaching truth in view of the fact that we live in a culture that is aggressively teaching lies, deception, and darkness to our children. Help us to take the initiative to be wise as it relates to our own children. And Lord, I pray for leaders within the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help them to do their part to really help share this kind of truth. And groups and ministries, Lord, I pray that they too would obtain resources like these to help our young people to hear and learn your truth from your point of view in this area, this critical area of relationships and sexuality, for their good. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Renata, do you have any additional maybe stories that help illustrate why using this material can be so, so productive?
Well, I've heard from parents that you mentioned about the parents and how they want to have this kind of material because they don't know what to say. But what parents have told me is that the material is so user-friendly and that it's not embarrassing. It actually helps make a sometimes awkward situation or awkward topic very easy to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one other thing, is that abstinence doesn't have a failure rate.
Mm-hmm.
Abstinence has a success rate. Abstinence is a positive word. In fact, some people have said, oh, get rid of the word abstinence, it's too negative. And other people said, no, because some of our donors said, no, keep it in there. And I agree, because abstinence is actually a positive choice for a person's future.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
Abstinence can be something that helps them achieve their hopes, goals, and dreams. So I like to say that abstinence is very positive, and we have A+ AAA, that's A+ authentic abstinence ambassadors who help to spread the word, and I'm going to designate you as one of them. So thank you so much, Pastor Joseph, for helping us get the word out to parents, to teachers, to schools, to help protect their kids and have a very healthy, wholesome, positive choice for teaching the kids about youth, about life.
Okay, well, and again, thank you again for the work that you're doing, because the reality is that, your average parent, as well as your average youth group, and your average church, again, many times just really needs a lot of help in this area of teaching teaching the truth about relationships and sexuality. And sadly, it's a highly neglected area of need in our culture. And thank God for ministries and organizations that are tackling it, sharing truth. Now, of course, there are a lot of lies out there in our culture that are having devastating results. You know, just like, for example, there are many a young person that got involved in sex and sexuality prior to marriage who couldn't even name a single STD. Don't know the names of them, don't know what they do, don't realize that some of them cause a person to be sick for the rest of their life. Some of them will lead to early death. Yet many people that choose to get involved in sex and sexuality know little or nothing about the STDs, as well as don't even realize how easy it is for them to get pregnant as well. So lots of ignorance in our culture, and these tools help to address those kinds of challenges then. So as our time comes to an end here, any final words of challenge you have to parents and any and everyone that may be listening today?
Well, these workbooks are in line with the tenets of the Christian faith, natural law, and so we've been told that they're very relatable, and they just help to be able to discuss these very important topics that are so important for the students to have for their whole life. Actually, they're good for anybody to read. So we just hope to get the word out and be able to provide these to help our youth with their health, the health of themselves, the health of their families, and the health of their future families.
Amen. Share your website one more time.
www.projectccap.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Renata, for being with us today. And keep up the great work.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Again, want to challenge you, get a copy of one of their four notebooks. Again, Game Plan, Navigator, Quest, or Aspire. All four great resources for any parent or family for their young people. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.